Welcome to the Tony and Ryan podcast.
Welcome.
Sorry, I've just slapped my laptop accidentally and set
that sounds
Tony
like
for
a euphemism, eh? Yeah, I was just slapping
the old laptop.
Yeah,
the old lapdog. No, I actually
the
did.
Old lapdog is how you just. It's too early in the morning.
I went
for that.
To hit call and I flicked my laptop and Tony shat herself. We are calling Washington.
Washington.
And we are calling Bree.
Bree. Oh, Camembert wasn't available. Sorry.
Say that to her. I bet she's never heard it.
Hello?
Hello, Bree. It's Tony and Ryan.
Oh, my God. How are you guys?
Hi, Bree. Yeah, we're good. How are you?
Hi. So much better now.
Good to know we improved someone's day.
Oh, so much. So much. Every day. You guys improve every day.
Oh, thank you. And will you approve today's podcast?
I would be delighted.
You. Thank you. Even though you're all the way in Washington, B.C.
I don't think it's at Washington.
Oh.
That was good, though.
Oh.
It's not, but...
Oh, fuck!
It's actually on the opposite side of the country.
Is there more than one Washington?
There's 15 of everything in America.
Oh,
yeah, we did not make it easy. No, we have too many. Hi, it's Bree from Washington State, not Washington, D.C., and I approve this podcast.
All right, coming up, Wet for Life, Tony Lodge.
Hashtag Wet for Life. It's a movement. Get on board.
People are getting on board.
Jump in the water and get on board.
But first.
Put that on a T-shirt.
Have you ever heard like a young child say something so cute you just wanted to cry or hug them or take them home with you? They're just so cute.
Yes. Yes.
In my little small town of Research, on the main street, there's like a strip of 11 shops. And I heard this little girl say the cutest thing I've ever heard. And as someone who's expecting a daughter.
Yep.
I actually.
You're clucky. You're ready.
My eyes welled up in the Research strip of shops, which is a weird place to well up. But when I heard this, I nearly fucking died and wanted to just take this girl home and just cuddle her.
Okay. Well, you've got one on the way, so you've got your own to cuddle soon.
Now, Tony, I'm going to share with you and the tarpers listening what she said, but only if you pass the small town test.
Okay.
All right. So you know how every small town has the same set of shops?
Yeah. Yep.
Research, 11 shops.
Okay.
If you can name 7 of the 11.
Yep. And obviously not like the business name, but
no,
just
what
it is.
Yeah, what it is. If you can name 7 of the 11.
Yep.
I'll tell you the cutest thing ever.
All right. Fish and chip shop.
Tick.
Hairdresser.
I thought that was controversial, but yes.
I'm going to guess either like a dentist or a GP or a podiatrist or something like that.
One is doctor/pharmacist.
Yep, nice.
3 from 3.
Maybe a little grocer or a fruit and veg grocer or something.
I need you to be more specific.
Convenience store.
I'll pay IGA.
Okay, thank you. Yep, kind of the same thing.
Also, you're on, because the reason I said to be specific is because you might have had 2 there.
Oh, okay.
Fruit and veg, you already said it.
Is it fruit and veg? Like a grocer?
Yep.
Like a fresh fruit and veg? Post office or news agency? It might be both. It might be a slash.
It is a post office, and you could probably buy a newspaper from it if you had to. So hang on, we're 6 from 6. Could she get all 11?
Yeah, I think I can.
She's in the zone.
Maybe like a Chinese restaurant.
No.
No. Okay.
All right, 6 from 7.
Can I keep guessing?
Yeah.
6 from 7. Is another one a restaurant? Is there another restaurant?
I'm going to need to be more specific.
No, I'm a little Italian place.
What would an Italian place serve?
A little pizza place.
Pizza,
nice.
Yes. 7 from 8.
Maybe a coffee shop, like a little cafe.
Cafe, 8 from 9. You'll shit yourself. You're in a good area, but you'll shit yourself about these next 3.
A Mexican place. You told me there's a Mexican place there.
No, in Alphen there is, not in Research.
Oh, sorry.
That's a real wild card for a small town strip to have a Mexican joint.
But you told me that there was one there.
In Eltham. Eltham's got like 300 jobs.
I reckon like a salon, like a...
You've already
like
said hairdresser.
No, but like a nail place or like a massage place or something.
No.
No?
You've got one guess left and there's three options on the board. You've already passed the test, by the way, but this is good gear. You'll get one of the last three. There's three remaining.
It's a bit left of field.
Well, it's wrong then.
Oh, okay.
These are on the board. You know these.
Post office.
What was your left of field one?
I was going to say maybe like a little boutique.
No. Small town, baby. Small town.
But they've always got like one shit shop.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. That's probably in the front of the cafe.
Yeah. It's all part of the newsagent.
Yeah.
You
shit yourself. These are the three easiest ones.
Butcher.
Bang.
What were the other two that I was missing?
Bakery.
Oh, fuck, of course.
And this is a classic. You'll also hate that you missed this. Chicken shop.
Chicken shop. Elizabeth's
Hot
Chicken.
Chooks.
Elizabeth's Chicken. Is that the place that you said it's called?
No, it's just the chicken shop.
No, but isn't it called like fucking Elizabeth Chicken or Collard Chicken or...
No.
What's the chicken shop place called?
Oh, there's another one called Sammy's.
No, obviously.
Is that on Bolton Street?
You said the other day that there was one called like...
Oh, Henrietta.
Henrietta Chicken.
That's in Sydney. That's in Surrey Hills.
Oh, okay. Fuck.
600 km, babe. Close. All right, but you've passed the test.
That was quite good.
That was very good.
So you didn't think I was going to get a hairdresser? The one that you said you thought was a bit off?
I wouldn't have guessed it.
Oh, no, fish and chip shop, hairdresser, bang, straight away. Yeah.
But you've passed that in flying colours. So let me tell you, the cutest thing I've ever heard in a small town. Your reward.
Yes.
So I'm getting Bridge an iced coffee.
Yep.
In the morning.
From the cafe, come bakery, come.
Yep. It's all there. Yeah. And the primary school's like 100 metres away. So the stripper shops kind of doubles up as like a place to drop the kids and they'll walk up to school.
Yeah, because it's like across the road or something. Yeah.
And so this girl, and I'm really bad with ages, I'm guessing prep grade one, grade two, which is what, 5, 6, 7 years old?
That's quite a big gap.
Walks into the cafe with confidence.
Yeah.
And says, and you know, like looks up to the counter and puts her hands on the counter.
Cute.
And goes, I'll have a hot chocolate and my mum will have a coffee because she's a businesswoman. Bless your cotton socks. What a fucking sweet. I'm almost crying now.
That is adorable.
Why?
Because she's a businesswoman.
Have you ever heard anything sweeter in your life?
That is fucking cute.
Yeah. And I was sitting there because I'd ordered an ice cream and I was like, she's so beautiful. I'm a daughter.
I think the confidence of being like, I'll have this and my mum will have this.
Like, she's a businesswoman.
Because she's a businesswoman.
And what do businesswomen have?
Coffee.
And it wasn't, you know, a flat white or a latte. Just a coffee.
One coffee, please.
She's a businesswoman.
Imagine though the person, I always like worry that the person behind the counter is just like, not fun, and they're like, oh, what kind of coffee? Like, you know what I mean? Like, because as a
kid... Not everyone behind the counter is you.
No, I would never...
Buy your own polony, you little kid jerk. You don't know what the Chorizo tastes like. Don't ask for a sample for your shit kids. Not everyone's been like you, Tony.
No, I would never. I would never.
Are you going to be patient with daughter McDaughter face?
Yes.
Don't buy stuff so she loves you more than me. Don't overspend. If you overspend, I'll fucking decorate your courtyard.
No, I'll probably, do you want me to be the aunt that like donates in daughter McDaughter face's name?
No, I hate that.
Yeah, so you don't want that either. No. So which one is it?
If you're giving someone money, give it to us.
Well, I'm not giving you money. You're not a fucking charity. I can't fucking deduct that from a taxable income.
Hey, it's Bree from Washington State, and you're listening to Tony and Ryan.
A massive thank you to a few of our champion tarpers over at our Patreon. Once a month, we do a champion tarper only live stream.
Yeah.
This month, just gone, we made, what was that
the
called?
Super Bowl.
Philly cheesesteak for the Super Bowl. We ate a lot of cheese. A
lot of meat, a lot of cheese, a lot of onion.
Fucking about 6:30 a.m.
Drank a lot of booze.
Which is interesting.
Kansas City ice water.
which was lovely.
That actually which was lovely. Delicious.
But a big thank you to a few of the people that hopefully watched that. Mira Couchbeck, thank you.
Yep.
Darcy Grant, Charles Patterson, Lainey Dance, Alexander Wojcik Lang, and Shmorna Schminkler.
Shmorna Schminkler.
Might be a fake name, I think. Yeah. So very recently,
yep.
I have been getting into outdoor activities.
Would you describe yourself as, I don't want to say the line because I want you to say.
Outdoorsy, wet, for life.
Fuck yeah.
So the thing is that I began this year buying a stand-up paddleboard.
Yep.
And then, you know, the conditions haven't been great.
No.
And then so I started doing surf lessons.
Yep.
My boyfriend and I, we started going to Urban Surf in Melbourne out near the airport.
Which, fair to say, you're loving it sick.
We fucking love it.
And
it's
you're also
so
in the pool
fun.
As well.
Yeah, and I've been swimming at the, like at my local gym.
Because, mate, are you ever on hard ground?
Right? Not at the moment. And I'm loving it.
Yeah.
So I started this and I said, there is just nothing better than when you get out of the pool, right?
There actually isn't.
Nothing, like there's no better feeling. It's almost, you can't even describe it. Last week we were together, we went swimming, and after I got out of the pool, I messaged my friend Emma. Oh, dot comrade. Emma, who makes the Broke Generation on Instagram.
Yep.
She posts lots of finance stuff.
Yep.
And I was like, we should get a coffee or go out for a drink or something. And I said to you, I think I'm going to message her. And you said, okay. And a minute later, I was like, I messaged her.
Why? Because you just come out of the water and you're wet for life, baby.
I was wet and I could do anything.
Has she responded?
Yes, she's very keen.
No, but it was glad that I messaged her.
She's left me on red. But anyway, so I'm just like trying to find all these fun, active activities. The only thing is that it is a bit difficult because when we are at work, basically 90% of the time, we're filming stuff.
Yeah.
And so the hardest thing about being hashtag wet for life, which I'm a huge advocate for, is that my hair looks fucked. All the time because I've always just been swimming.
How does swim it like?
I have no idea.
Because they're all like attractive as fuck when the Olympics are swimmers and stuff.
Yeah.
Fucking hell.
And because it's not even just like that you can't style it, but like it can, if you color your hair, it can like fuck it up.
Yeah.
Makes your hair really dry.
Chlorine does God's work for cleaning shit, but it fucks shit up.
Well, because it's like bleach, isn't
it? Yeah.
Yeah. So it's like,
that's why the swimmers got beautiful blonde hair.
Yeah, because it's actually
swimming
just,
in bleach 3 hours a day.
Yeah, it's not doing very much good for my skin either.
Is
actually.
Oh, that sucks. Because you were having a good run with the skin
I was
as well.
Having a really good run with my psoriasis, but I'm really
is it a price well spent? Price well, I'd rather be wet for life with psoriasis than dry for life with smooth skin. What am I saying here?
Right. So
is this a reason why you took go rid of the blonde hair? Are these connected?
It actually was part of it because my hair was so dry when it was blonde because, like, that's just what happens. It was really hard to kind of look after it. But the thing is that when I started talking about being wet for life, I posted on my Instagram story and was like, I need some guidance.
Yep.
What do swimmers do each day for like to look after your hair? Basically, the resounding just answer was like, the hair's a sacrifice. Uh-huh. If you want the feeling of being hashtag wet for life, you just got to kind of throw caution to the wind
Cop
and
the
go,
consequences.
This is just part of it.
And are you so pumped to be wet for life that you're prepared to cop that? Or tough?
I think that, yeah, would I rather be happy and, like, my hair look shit or, like, my hair look fine but, like, I haven't been swimming, you know?
Yeah.
And then, right, GHD, this is not fucking sponsored but this is really cool. GHD, they just released this thing where you can style your hair and it has, like, a steamer in it and your hair goes from wet to straight.
What?
Yep. So it, like, steams up and it, like, smooths your hair down. And then it has a straightener in it as well. So
is this? I think I saw Steph Claire Smith.
Steph Claire Smith did
the
post
Slytherin.
About it. Yes,
and you fucking outed her as a Slytherin.
No,
and
I
now,
love Steph Claire
and
Smith.
And now you're getting fucking.
I love Steph Claire Smith, and you fucking know that. So don't try and make me
and
sound bad.
And now you're getting hot tips from her.
So she posted about this thing, and I was like, "How good would that be?"
Yeah.
And then I looked, and it is $600.
What the fuck?
It is.
How many do you get for $600?
You just get one half. You've got to buy
one half of the clamp.
Yeah. So you just got to hope for the best. You just wave it underneath.
Stand up against the wall.
Yeah. So literally, like, and I was looking at that and I was like, what a great option. Then I looked at it and went to add to cart and I was like, no, thank you.
Put that on the.
So if GHD listening.
When you said not sponsored, want to be sponsored.
Would love to be, but not going to happen. So they've released this thing. So that'd be really cool.
Yeah, is there a payment plan? Off?
Yeah, maybe.
Just
maybe $600
easy $1 payments.
Yeah, and then I'll get it by fucking in 2 years' time. Yeah. Oh, I can't wait to use that in fucking 2031. Anyway, so there's a few different things, but basically it is just like it's a fucking sacrifice.
Yeah.
And
but sometimes that's what life is.
It is. Just a series of sacrifices.
Yeah. Are you saying that this is like not your ideal hair situation?
No, I did this last night because we went out for dinner with a friend.
I was going to say, if this is your like, my hair's bad, I'll be like, babe, let it rain because you look great today.
Aww. That's really nice.
Yep.
Thank you. What do you like about me today?
Obviously your hair.
Oh, okay.
I like your attitude.
Thank you.
I can feel that you've been in water in the last 24 hours.
Yeah, because yesterday morning when we had a planning meeting, wasn't I in the best mood because my hair was still wet. That's how recently I had swam.
Yeah, I would describe you as damp.
I was damp. Wet is the official language of the thing.
Were you
moist?
I'm not going to. Okay, you are.
In my fanny. Anyway, so this all kind of came about because we've been going surfing, Torbs and I, and it's the first time we've ever had an active hobby together and we fucking love it. Anyway, we've been going.
An active hobby outside the house.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So we have like a Wednesday night surfing lesson.
Yep.
And there's like six other people that we go each week and do it with. And Torbs and I are so into it that we've been going on the weekend and like buying extra sessions to go and practice.
Sick.
This is how into it we are. And like, to be honest, I'm feeling like a real legit athlete because like I'm going to play sport twice a week. I've never done that in my life. Like as a kid, right? I like never went and played netball. I never did anything like that.
That's fake news because someone in Brisbane was in your netball team.
Yeah, sorry. Apart from that. Apart from that one time.
So do you think doing something twice a week makes you an athlete?
No, but.
Because I don't want to discourage or be pessimistic at all, but that. You've taken some.
I think that for me though,
okay, yeah.
To go and do something twice and not be like, fuck, I have to do this, but being like so pumped about it, I'm just feeling real athletic. Maybe not an athlete, but athletic. Is that okay?
So
you don't have the fucking all-encompassing ownership of athleticism.
I mean, my mirror tells me that each morning. I don't need you to remind me.
Okay.
Say you're filling up the car with petrol.
Yep.
And you're on your way to surf.
Yep.
Do you have this kind of like, not that you're saying it out loud, and I don't mean this in an annoying way, but this sort of air.
My swagger.
Do you have swagger?
Yes.
Because you're like, you know where you're off to.
Yeah, I know where I'm off to. I'm feeling confident and I'm always excited about going.
And say if you're on the way home
and
someone sees you at the lights, are you kind of, you know, your hair's a bit wet and you're kind of just like, oh, it's been surfing.
Work girl life. You know what I mean? So we've been going for all this extra practice. Torbs and I are both feeling really pumped. And then the other weekend, Torbs like sprained his toe really bad.
Oh, that looks gross.
We went surfing and then his leash got caught like around his toe. His board went one way, he went the other, and it like kind of just went the other way. And it looked really, really bad.
How'd you describe the colour?
It was like purple and red and blue. Like it was shocking and it was really puffed up.
Yeah.
Anyway,
like he had two big toes.
Yeah.
That's how puffed it was.
It was not good. And then so that was on the Sunday. And then on the Wednesday, we went to surfing and our surf coach, Paulie, who's a fucking surf boy.
Is he?
He's probably
you like a bit of that.
He's probably around, I'd say he's like really early 40s.
Does he have shit tats?
He's always wearing a wetsuit.
Okay. Does he have like scraggy surfer guy hair?
He does. Yeah. And he's like super tanned and he's like, oh, you know, like sometimes when I'm surfing in Indonesia, like for a few hours a day and stuff. And I'm just like.
Does he drop shakers?
He does do a shakers when we do well.
Yes.
Yeah. And so he's really cool. Yeah. And I obviously want him to like me because.
Of course.
You know.
Because he's a human.
He's very likable and you just kind of want them to fucking vibe you out, whatever. Yeah. Anyway. And so when we went surfing on Wednesday, he was like, cool, is everyone all good? Any injuries I need to know about? Pretty standard. And Torbs goes, oh, actually, I like hurt my toe on the weekend. And he goes, oh, what happened, bro? And he's like, oh, we actually came surfing and whatever. Yeah. And he's like, dude. And he's like looking at his toe.
Yeah.
And he's like, you know, Torbs is like getting all this attention.
You didn't like that?
Well, because he looks like a real athlete because he's had an injury. Because you remember when I had to go to the osteo?
Sitting on the couch.
Because I was sitting on the couch and my neck got all sore. Yeah. And I was really embarrassed that I wasn't an athlete.
And that time you rolled your ankle by falling out of a taxi in Jakarta.
Yes, also not an athlete, just a fuckhead.
Yeah.
And then so, like, Paulie.
You don't like when he's getting attention.
Our surf coach is like, bro, like, an injury from this sport, like, what a sacrifice. You know what I mean? Like, oh, my God. How, like... Just fucking like tops. And I didn't like that.
Is there something brave about pushing through the pain? Did Steve respect that?
Paulie.
Did Paulie respect that? Did Paulie respect, oh, you're pushing through the pain,
He's just like, oh, bro, like, oh, that looks gnarly. You know, like, he's just fucking, like, super into whatever. Yeah. And all I'm thinking is, I'm sacrificing my hair. Every week I'm coming here and getting all wet.
What kind of condition do you use, Steve? Paulie? Paulie, what kind of shampoo you got over there? Come help a girl out.
Yeah, so Torbs is like, you know, probably putting it on a bit thick, like the limp around.
To be fair.
Hammer up.
There's a fucking lot of mayo going on with Torbs at the moment.
No, I think
milking it for all. I actually saw him hitting his toe with a hammer just to make it look worse.
Just to make it look worse.
Yeah.
But all I'm thinking is, so you're getting all this praise. What about what everyone else is sacrificing? What about what I'm going through day to day with my dry hair?
What day is it? Monday.
Yep.
On Wednesday night.
Yep.
I'm going to come down there. And I'm going to say.
It's my final week this week.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
I'm going to go, okay, you have to pretend.
So I have to try and graduate.
Actually, Cam, can you pretend to be Torbs for a second? Hey, Torbs, how's your toe? Oh. I don't fucking care, Torbs. Tony. You're sacrificing your hair, babe, and I really appreciate that.
You don't have to make a big deal,
guys, it is a big deal. You are a beautiful lady, probably saying no to all these modelling contracts all day. You're coming out here surfing, sacrificing your hair, and you are a real athlete because being an athlete is about sacrifice.
I wasn't asking for that, but thank you.
Torbs, how's the toe? Shut the fuck up, Torbs!
Yeah. No one gives a fuck! Paulie, did you see that my hair's quite dry?
Hey, Paulie, want to come back to my place and get wet for life?
Yeah, you can touch me dry hair, not on me head.
Is Paulie single?
I don't know.
Would he like me?
Would he like you? Yeah,
that's the friend.
Like if I came down. I don't think he would. I don't think you got the right surfer energy. You're not chill like a surfer like me.
I don't think I've heard more blasphemy or offensive thing come out of your mouth.
I don't think that you have admitted how much chiller I am over the last month since I've started surfing.
With you. I'm wet for life. I'm seeing it. I'm feeling it.
It actually has made a crazy difference.
You're a lot more chiller than you used to be, but that was coming from a very high base.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah, and luckily I'm so chill, I'm not going to react to that.
Until we turn the microphones off. And I'm going to fucking get scalded.
Love you, bye.
I see you tomorrow. You fucking say that again, you fucking asshole. I got to love to see it. And it's actually a Wet for Life you love to see.
Is it?
Well, first of all, I'm just loving to see you enjoying Wet for Life.
And so many people are messaging me and going, I never swim and I have been because of you and I fucking love it. It is life changing.
It is.
It honestly is so good. Hashtag Wet for Life.
So this one's from Merman Mike.
Merman Mike?
Who I think you can follow online. I saw he posted this on Reddit, but he's everywhere online.
Great.
He likes to like scuba dive and stuff.
Sick.
I found an Apple Watch at the bottom of the lake where I go scuba diving.
Oh, like, what a find. They're expensive.
Yeah. And so what would you do?
By
the sounds of things, keep it.
No, there's normally like an emergency contact. So I'd probably, if it would turn on, I'd probably like double click the thing to return it to its owner.
So Merman Mike took it home, charged it, got the power back on and delivered it to its rightful owner.
Yep, that's a good guy move. See, you were going to say I'd keep it. You'd keep it, eh?
You know I'm not an Apple Watch guy. I'm not saying there isn't stuff I wouldn't keep, but an Apple Watch specifically, I'm not an Apple. I know you're an Apple Watch guy. I'm not a watch guy. Lucky I'm not, because we tried to fist bump the other day and you punched me in the wrist. And what did I say?
You said, luckily neither of us is wearing a watch or we'd be dead. Right, and I pissed myself.
We
were
died.
Actually walking through the airport, and I snorted through the empty airport. And then I got a message on Instagram about 2 hours later, and someone said, "Oh, I loved your snort through the Melbourne airport." And I was like, "Oh my god,
that's
you're
so
everywhere!"
Embarrassing. That is so embarrassing. So embarrassing. What do you love to see?
My love to see it is a tweet from Big Les 67.
What up?
And Leslie says, "I brought brownies in for all my coworkers." Isn't that such a good guy move? Wasn't because I was being nice. but because I heard they were doing random drug tests and I didn't want to be the only dirty one. So unless they plan on firing the whole staff, they better leave me the fuck alone.
What are you going to do, fire all of us?
Yeah. What has happened? So, Leslie, even though that is definitely a crime and you've just drugged all your co-workers, glad you still got a job, mate. You sound like a real stand-up guy.
Les, that's impressive. Don't let Tony talk shit about
and
you.
And I love that. So there's a picture of the dish and there's like only two brownies left.
Fuck.
So he's really fucked everyone.
How's productivity levels at the workplace that day?
Yeah.
Imagine you rocking up later in the day, dropping a gag. Everyone just is literally crying on the floor. Yeah. You're a fucking good crowd in tonight, folks.
You know, what? I'll add that to my tight five.
Fuck.
Put that in me raw comedy.
All right. Tomorrow on the show, this is my second attempt at a confession from Poopy McGavin. We tried last week unsuccessfully.
Yep.
But tomorrow, it's called Am I Worse Than Ryan?
Ooh.
From Poopy McGavin, which is a fake name, by the way.
Hopefully.
Because confessions are anonymous. But.
See then.
Fuck.
Are we ready for this, actually? It's been a whole week of build up, so we have to be ready.
Okay, let me give you a little bit more. Do you believe in the concept of the AGB?
After grog bug?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you know how sometimes you just don't know
when,
but when it happens.
Oh, yeah. It's like you don't, oh, yeah.
Say 0 to 100?
Yep.
Tomorrow on the show.
Okay. Maybe it's 0 to 200.
That's very good.
Thank you.
You have changed. You're a lot more chill and calm.
I'm so chill.
All right,
Shaka's bra. See you tomorrow.